understanding the law of averages. This is a law, a universal law that underpins all that we do when we're networking. And it's something that most new people fail to understand, fail to grasp. And because they fail to understand it, they stop straight away. Do you know that the vast majority of people who join our industry, they never contact more than three people? And those of us with experience in our industry think, well, no wonder they never achieved anything. So why is it that we think that, but a new person allows the first three people who they try and speak to and doesn't seem particularly interested in what they have to say, how come they let that defeat them? And I think it's that it's a lack of understanding of this universal law, the law of averages. So the purpose of this message is to ensure that you understand the law of averages and that you get the law of averages working for you rather than mentally working against you. So the fundamental principle I think that the law of averages is based on is that a fact of life, a happy fact of life, is that not everybody wants to do the same things. That's the way it is. You might be very excited about taking skiing holidays, whereas somebody else might hate the cold and the snow so much that they can't think of anything worse. I might like taking a sailing holiday in the tropical parts of the world. Other people might hate the idea of bouncing up and down in a boat and hate the idea of the heat and think that that's a terrible idea. You know, it's a great idea for me, but it is a terrible idea for them because that's not what they want to do. We are all different, and we all want to do different things. Just because I think something's fantastic doesn't necessarily mean that you or somebody else will think it's fantastic. But somewhere out there, there'll be somebody who has exactly the same perspective as me. That's the essential basis of the law of averages. Let me give you a real-world example, and I want to compare it to what we do in networking, because somebody, if they contact one or two people who say no to them and they're stopped in their tracks by that, they're denying themselves what I think is the best opportunity in the world. And it's simply their attitude towards what's happened that's flawed, not what's happened. Let me give you an example. We've all been on an airplane, and I want you to imagine being on one of the airplanes where you don't have to pay for your coffee, you know, where they come down and they give you coffee, BA or Air France or, you know, one of the proper airlines. And so you're in the airplane and the, I think we're supposed to call them cabin crew these days, used to call them hostesses, used to come, so she comes down the aisle. And because it's often a little bit turbulent, one of them has a pot of coffee and one of them has a pot of tea. And they've been taught some essential skills, communication skills. And they've been taught how to ask a qualifying question. So the person with the pot of coffee comes down and she looks you in the eye and she asks her qualifying question. And this is a question that's going to find out from you whether you want what she's offering. And so she comes down with her pot of coffee, and her qualifying question is, it's a one-word question. She looks you in the eye, and she says, coffee. Now, you may want coffee. You may not want coffee. Is it the way she's asked the question that makes you decide whether you want coffee or not? No. It's whether you want the coffee or not. So she could have asked it in a different tone. She could have asked it with a different kind of smile on her face, but although it might have made a little bit of a difference to her averages, fundamentally, the difference is whether you want coffee or not. And, you know, you're going to respond yes or no. Now, if you say no, is she going to worry about why you said no? Is she going to think, you know, is it something I said? Is it the way I said it? What did I do wrong? Did I say too much? Didn't I say enough? No, she's not. She's just going to go to the next person and she's going to say coffee. Knowing that in that aircraft, about half the people are going to want to drink coffee, maybe two-thirds. I don't know what the numbers are. But the point is she knows not everybody will want coffee. She hasn't made enough coffee for everybody because she knows that not everybody wants it. What she doesn't know is which individuals are going to be in the drinking coffee camp and those that are in the not drinking coffee camp. She just doesn't know. So how does she find out? She asks. Now, when you say no, does she crumble, throw the pot of coffee onto the floor and say, I knew I was never cut out for this job. I knew it would never work. Whatever you've trained me wrong. Is that how she responds? No, and that would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? And yet, that's exactly how people respond when they contact their first person, ask them a qualifying question to see if they're interested in finding out about what we have to offer, and the person says, no, they're not particularly interested. You know, the whole point is that there are people out there who are interested in what we have to offer, and there are plenty of people who aren't interested. What we need to do is learn some simple networking skills. We need to learn how to ask those qualifying questions, and if you've studied the inviting formula, then you'll know how to do that. Ask some simple qualifying questions and invite people to find out a little bit, invite them into our pipeline so they find out a little bit of information themselves. It's about understanding the law of averages, that as long as you contact enough people, a proportion of those people are going to be interested in looking at the business, and a proportion of those people will be interested in joining your business. It's just that we don't know which the individuals are who are going to be interested in finding out more, but we do know that on average, there will be people who are interested. So make sure you put a plan together to be networking, to be prospecting more people than you want to join your business. My personal averages is that for every 25 people I speak to and who ask for information, two actually become assistant supervisors in my business. So that's about 1 in 12. And so it's very important to recognize that of those 25 people, 23 of them said no, they weren't interested in taking it further for whatever reasons. You know, I'm not particularly bothered what their reasons are. I just want to spend my time finding those people who are interested in what we have to offer, who want to find out about it, and who ultimately may well want to join my business. I hope that helps. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.